producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Salvo, 7 after the hour. In this hour of the Good Day program, we are going to go in depth into a number of medical items that are part... wait a minute. No, they're not part of the Democratic debate. Kenny, how in the world can we survive an hour without talking about how Hillary Clinton hopes to win her party's nomination, or Bernie Sanders hopes to win his party's nomination, or how Donald Trump... How are we going to survive for an hour talking about something else, like what most people, the reality with most people at this time of the day is for people who are just getting up or going home, they don't want to be awake. They want to be asleep, but they get distracted by something. There's a good movie on TV, or there's a good book they want to read. And so instead of going home and relaxing, calming themselves down, having whatever it takes to put them into the sleep zone, they stay up. And as a result of that, Americans are not getting the requisite 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. The National Sleep Foundation is recommending that people redo their lives. Are you willing to redo your life so that your health is better? Do you know that if you get at least 7 hours of rest a night, you will lose weight? You will not be... The people who don't get enough sleep are more likely to put on weight. Is that enough? For women, it may be. I don't know whether it is for men to get them to get enough sleep. What about this hotspot? There's a study from the Sleep Health Bureau. I don't know where... How do you suppose they fund themselves, these sleep health? They probably get money from Mattress, etc., and Mattress Inc., and Mattress Does, and Mattress... Have you ever count going down the highway, the major highways in America, where there are malls, strip malls especially, how many sleep stores there are? How many furniture stores that sell mattresses? It's amazing. This is one of the best. If you ever are trying to teach your children what to do, get them to go into the mattress business. Make them, sell them, come up with some new way. I think every slogan that you can possibly think of has been used. Has it not in advertising, Kenny, for mattresses? When's the last time you got a new mattress?
About 10, 11 years ago.
Really? You're overdue. 7 years and it's out. According to them, anyway. If you still like it, that's cool, but if there's a hole in the middle to which you both fall, well, you and your wife don't spend that much time in bed because you're up when she's been asleep, right? So they're not probably ruining the bed.
Ships passing in the night.
I see.
So it's nice and even.
Yeah, all right, good. Well, so maybe you're doing better than most. Anyway, the focus here on getting enough rest, on getting enough sleep, looking around the country, there's actually a viewpoint where people, depending on where they live, get either enough sleep or insufficient sleep. Appalachia stands out as the major hub for sleep deprivation, with the top 17 counties, highest sleep deprivation rates, five of them extremely high levels of poor sleep. This area is a hotspot for other negative health conditions as well. So if you look at the research that's been done, where the health of the residents is bad, it's mostly because of poor sleep connected with a myriad of health problems, including increased risk for diabetes, obesity, cancer, heart problems, memory loss, that sort of thing. There is chronic health issue or issues. Obesity, this area, Appalachia is described, I think, mostly by, Southeastern Ohio, West Virginia, little part of Pennsylvania, not much. We go south of Ohio into Kentucky. Those areas are where the worst sleep is. So what's the suggestion here? There are a lot of people. I mean, I could go through this list of where the sleep habits are awful. I'm trying to make a message here. I'm looking actually at a map, Kenny, of where the highest volume is of sleep deprivation. And yeah, Appalachia is a big problem. There are areas in northern New York State that are heavy. Areas down in North South Carolina, Texas, those areas. So, anyway, I would like to point out a number of things that come as a result of not getting enough sleep and not being able to keep your weight where you would like it to be or where it ought to be is one of the problems. Let's get some ideas. You remember Sarah Rue, the actress? She's been on a sort of campaign to help people lose weight, and she's going to join us next with her remedy for weight problems. That's right here on the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween in the Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Program. We have with us Jennifer and Rishi and Kenny, and I have Sarah Rue, who not only, as I said a few minutes ago, was in the Big Bang Theory. She was on Less Than Perfect. She was in Malibu Country. She's been in Will and Grace, Two and a Half Men. She's been around. And the first thing that I found out about you, Sarah.
I don't know that it means
been around. Been around.
Yeah, you don't mean that.
Been around. Nice.
Makes me sound like an old self-dog.
There's an old song. Round, round, get around, I get around.
You really do make all the projects that you're on, though. I mean, you are just so, you know, perky and bright, and you really do capture. So people know you. You have been on several sitcoms, but people know you and recognize you because you really do cut through, and that's a good thing. So there, take that, Dougie. Got to turn it around.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
I was not trying to do this in a... I wasn't trying to shed dead weight.
I was just being silly. No, you were
Be silly if you're in sitcoms. You were...
Sarah, don't worry about it. Doug has this way with women, and now you just...
He told somebody that she had beefy arms once. Who was that? Not realizing that beefy isn't necessarily... Not realizing beefy isn't a complimentary term to women.
All right.
Let's talk about you. Have done a little bit of work on you, and I've seen a lot of before and after pictures. Not before you were on this show and after you were on this show, but before when you were attractive, and then after you were still attractive. But the focus is on your way. How was that? Pretty good? You like that, Sarah? That was good, right?
I think you're doing great.
Right,
I think you're doing great.
Good, thank you.
But you want me to jump in?
Please.
Yeah, well, I'm basically, I partnered with Takeda on a new campaign, and it's called Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve. And it's just an awareness campaign to raise awareness about the seriousness of the obesity epidemic that's happening in our country right now. And the campaign is designed to basically inspire women to take action now if they want to make a change to be healthier, to talk to their doctor.
But you weren't obese. You're never obese.
No, but you know, I have struggled with my weight on and off my whole life. And
is that because you needed to struggle because being on television sort of requires you to have a certain look? Here's where you don't get sympathy from me, because I think that women who have curves are attractive. I don't like the stick look, and I'm not saying that that's where you are right now, but I think you're obviously approaching a problem that we have because of wrong eating, the wrong food, all kinds of things. But I would say you'd be a good spokesperson because you're smart and you're attractive. And what I see or sense people saying is, oh, well, she used to be fat, and so she got on this weight loss program, and then she now looks okay. I don't buy that. So that's the I'm just telling you, I think you were attractive before, and I still think you're attractive. And for all the people who focus, there's a part of this that goes too far, and and so I guess I'm sort of cautious about these sorts of things.
I understand. Thanks. There is an epidemic going on in this country right now where 2/3 of women who are over the age of 20 are overweight or obese.
Yep.
And here's the thing. It's about how one feels about oneself and how one, you know, envisions themselves in the future and, you know, how they want to live their life. And if they're happy and healthy at, you know, a certain weight, I'm 100% all for it. Trust me. Just for me, I envisioned myself, and it wasn't the reality of where I was at the time. And so I wanted to make a change. And I have a 2-year-old daughter, and I just wanted to be the best, for me, the best me I could
good.
Be.
Congratulations. So that's good.
I made some changes, and it was more just about like lifestyle choices, and it wasn't about I never wanted to be like super skinny. I just wanted to be healthy and feel comfortable, you know. And I think that's what most women in this country, you know, want for themselves and for their children. And so that's why I partnered with Takeda on this campaign. It's more about how we feel about ourselves and maintaining sort of optimal health, and less about, you know, changing ourselves for what society says we should look like. And to me, that's not important. Do you know what I mean?
So what do women need to do? Because this is it's hard. There's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of different ways to do it. So what's the best way to get started?
I think having a support system, talking to your doctor, they're there to support you and to, you know, help you maintain your optimal health. They can go to iResolveNow.com, and they can visit the website for this campaign and see what it's all about, read my story. They can share their own stories. There's prizes and things like that. And, you know, it's just making a start and remembering, you know, never to give up on...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We care a lot about. I saw them on stage in February in Las Vegas, and I thought the two of them were charming. They were warm. They were friendly, engaged, even though they'd done this act. How many times? They've been there for 3 years, so what's that? 1,000 times they've done this act. I'm sure they change it up from time to time. But it was fresh, appealing. The age of the audience was broader than I thought it was going to be, Richie. It was really, I had a good time, Frank. I had a wonderful time.
Is there anything going on in the family, the Osmond family, that we didn't know about that caused you or any of the members of the family to be sort of off the mark, if you know what I mean?
Are you saying we're dysfunctional? You know what? I think everybody is dysfunctional in some way or another. You know, I mean, we all know that you are.
Screw you, honey. Well, there's one thing I can't stand is a queen without a sense of humor.
She's cute. All right, so Marie Osmond's birthday is today. She is 56 years old.
Are you listening?
Two of them sing Christmas songs. First radio station went on the air yesterday with Christmas music. You know?
I figure I'm going to start breaking out just to, it's like once a week now, just to, so you're not in shock.
Right.
When it goes on Christmas outside.
Kenny, when is your Christmas website going to be up?
November 1st.
All right. Working on it. A couple of weeks away. Can you
That's okay. At least Halloween's over.
Yeah, after that. Yeah.
I mean, I walked into Dollar Tree the other day and half the store was Christmas. I'm going, what?
Let me get out of here.
Like, no.
Let me out of here. That is my favorite Marie Osmond song.
Really?
This song?
You would admit that in public?
Yeah, I would.
Wow.
I mean, well, I would have. Why? Why shouldn't I admit it in public?
You're a
man,
Doug Steffen.
Why? I think this is an okay song.
Yeah.
I like this song.
Yeah.
I have no question about my manhood, Richard. And neither does anybody who's important to me. So why worry about what people think because I like Marie Osmond?
Oh.
We were playing some tunes coming back. I had the...
would you sing this loud with your windows down on a nice...
Paper Roses?
Yeah, right.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Street,
oh, absolutely. Yep.
Talk to your lungs. Yep. Bring it out.
Mount Pat. Roses.
I want to see this.
All right, give me something else to sing, too. Song in my concert with Marie Osmond in the background. She's responsible for our thought of the day today. No, I don't think so. Right. So the thought for the day today comes from Marie Osmond. She said, you can do everything you can. Wait a minute, let's try this again. You can do everything you can to try to stop bad things from happening to you, but eventually things will happen. So the best prevention is a positive attitude. Nothing wrong with that. Right? Understand that you are motivated by goals. You got to know that these two kids and all the people who were in the Osmond family, but mostly these two, I say kids, they aren't kids now, in their 50s. But the reason that they were successful, and you could tell it. Richie had a conversation off the air with Donny Osmond. It was like no other conversation he's ever had with anybody that we had booked. Somehow or other, he screwed it up. He missed the date. I mean, he called Richie and said, geez, I'm sorry.
He got the
Donny Osmond, not his handler. Donny Osmond called up.
Yeah, he had gotten the time zones wrong and missed the interview.
Right.
And, you know, and usually when that happens, you will get an email from their publicist saying, hey, Donnie got the times wrong. Can we rebook it? Thanks a lot, blah, blah, blah. No, I mean, he called directly, and this never happens. Yeah. And he was just the nicest guy. And we've talked to him about half a dozen
times. I enjoy having him.
Good energy. Just a nice, real.
Real person.
I don't like him because of his music. His music is fine. It's great, whatever it is. He's just a sincerely nice
good
person.
Mm-hmm. He's successful because he understood what the goal was. The goal is to be your best. To be your best self. So be your best self today. Perhaps that's something to think about as well. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has five times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
This MultiView report is brought to you by Cox Communications. Better safe than sorry is a slogan to live by, especially considering a burglary occurs every 15 seconds in the U.S. According to a 2015 survey conducted by Cox Home Life, more than 50% of homeowners worry they've left their front door unlocked after leaving the house. And almost 45% of parents check in on their tween or teen once or twice a day with their home security camera. And we care about our furry family members a lot, too. More than 50% of those surveyed have left an event early to check on a pet. Allison Jacobson, the safety mom.
Using technology to protect, monitor, and control your home remotely is perfect for parents who want to check in on their tweens, teens, or pets throughout the day. It's imperative you ensure your family is prepared to face anything that comes their way, from weather-related disasters to keeping your home protected.
Take the time to learn protective measures to avert a crisis before it occurs. Visit cox.com/homelife for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold fish oil supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This hour, today is a good day for you to turn around your life if you haven't figured that out. 10/14/15. That's kind of cool. Although it'd be better if it was 10/11/12, but that would take 3 years off of our lives, Kenny. Maybe in some respects that would be good. Turn back the hands of time. Okay, so other than Donald Trump hosting Saturday Night Live, which might be more interesting than going through all of the business from the debate last night. I know you have a lot of Facebook focus on that. People continue to give us input, their input, at facebook.com/goodday, Twitter, Good Day Show. And yeah, we'll get to it. But I want to continue our focus here. The idea of this program is not necessarily to be on top of every single news story that there is, because there are plenty of places to find that sort of information. What I'm here to do is help you out and make the conversation relevant and worthwhile. So for those of you who are listening the last half hour, I spent, 10 minutes or so talking about exercise and, well, your health and well-being in general, and what to do when it comes to sleep and sleep deprivation and how that affects your wealth and your mental adjustment, whatever. So I thought I'd go one step further here, because this hour is about taking on things in depth, and spend some time talking to you about what the most successful people who either are alive or have been successful, names you know, what they do or have done in the morning when they wake up. Does it make sense to do that? You can maybe culture your life somewhat based on what other people do. You know, the word to the wise is sufficient sometimes. Those of you who jump out of bed or don't jump out, and you have to have either a smoke or you got to go have a cup of coffee, or you need something that's going to charge you up. Hopefully you're using Neo 40, the capsules that come from the folks who make the Beats, the Super Beats product that we have. That's a cool thing to do. Morning exercisers, however, are the people who stay the healthiest. Ken Kessler, who's on the air with me, every morning, and as a matter of fact, a few minutes from now, gets on a treadmill.
Yep.
And you spend how much time on that treadmill?
About 20 minutes.
20 minutes on the treadmill. Yeah. Every day, do you do it 7 days a week?
At least 5 days.
Okay. The most successful people in the world work out for about 40 minutes a day, 5, 6, sometimes 7 days a week. Because I'm a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm at it pretty much every day in some way, shape, or form. Some of it's directed, some of it's just part of the workday. How does your day start? Morning exercisers are more inclined to make healthier choices for the rest of their day as well. Their workouts keep their stress level at bay. A physical warm-up is not only really a great way to set your day up for success, but there are people who meditate in the morning, people who journal in the morning, people just sit quietly for a while. I don't do that. I don't sit, I'm not good at sitting quiet much of the time, but I have started to meditate, and I find that if I get focused, it's really wonderful. And yeah, I do some journaling, writing down things, not as much as perhaps I'd like to. The exercise, I don't do it immediately upon getting up because usually my day starts in the 4 o'clock hour with a focus on this program. So, after the fact, usually my exercise is done in the morning when I'm off the air. What do you do more importantly? Does your day, does your morning include a mad dash to the door? If you're lucky, a granola bar to munch on during your commute? So if that's the case, you might consider revamping your routine to become inspired. And maybe if I give you what some of the most successful people in history have done, there is, I'm just looking here at a chart, as a matter of fact, there is an overview that I found on the Huffington Post of people and their exercise routines. For example, Charles Darwin, many of you may not approve or appreciate his work, but he still is very significant in the history of science in our country, in the world actually, not just here, because we were an American anyway. He started his mornings at 7 o'clock with an exercise routine that lasted about a half an hour. How about them apples? Sigmund Freud did the same thing. Frederick Nietzsche, I always have said Nietzsche, but it's Nietzsche? How do you pronounce that?
I think it's Nietzsche.
Nietzsche had a niche. His exercising was done, though, at the end of the day. Karl Marx never exercised, but he was a communist. He never exercised, according to historians. Let's see, who else have we got on here that is of interest? William Saroy in the writer, remember him? Exercised little and died young, as I recall. Let's see, who else have we got? Mozart never exercised. Beethoven never exercised. Tchaikovsky did, however. So is Tchaikovsky's music better than Beethoven's or Mozart? I don't know, I guess it depends on what you appreciate. Winston Churchill looked like he never exercised, didn't he? Just kind of a blob. But according to historians of his life, he exercised or tried to at the end of each day. Well, maybe that says something. Barack Obama exercises every morning, so he says. Benjamin Franklin never exercised. George Washington seemed to not exercise. Lyndon Johnson, you can tell by looking at it. I should just be giving you examples of people who did or do exercise. Mr. and Mrs. Bill... Bill and Melinda Gates exercise for 2 hours a day in the middle of the day. I'm just finding different people who have an exercise routine. What is more important, though, is what your exercise routine is. Do you think of yourself as a healthy liver? If you don't, why aren't you? How about your heart? How's your heart doing these days? If you're not getting enough exercise one way or another, your heart's probably not doing very well. And you may be a candidate for heart problems, heart operation, that sort of thing. Matter of fact, there's a new heart stent on the market, and I think we'll turn our attention to that, at least in part, in our conversation up next with Dr. Jack Stockwell, the forbidden doctor. Jack is next here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here. Until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jack Stockwell is here, noted Nooka chiropractor, focuses on your spine, your neck, the things that are most important for your health and well-being. Also, he and his wife Mary have prepared the Forbidden Doctor podcasts. Now, this is your fourth or fifth month, or has it been longer than that even?
Oh, I think we're coming on to 6 months now.
Six months? Yep. Hundreds of thousands of people downloading this every week. So what's the story this week? What are we
going to focus on? Oh, this is really good. This applies to everybody. Three all-American foods you must stop eating.
Really?
And what to eat instead.
Do you want to give us a clue?
Give us a hint.
It's podcast number 39.
There you go. All right. Check it out. Sign up for it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All kinds of really great attitudinal changes may come your way as you listen to Jack, who's the favorite of the focus group. More time. Give Jack more time. Jack's brought to us by his Long Life Energy Enzymes, the perfect product that will change the world because there's nothing like it. I take it. Meredith takes it. A lot of people have signed up for it. This is a compound that's give us a 30-second overview of what's in here. The probiotics, the Geneema, what is there in here that makes it so worthwhile for people to take three or four of these a day?
There are four herbs in there that mimic the effect of insulin in the body that decreases the load upon the pancreas to make insulin. There is so much sugar everywhere we turn.
Yeah.
The hidden sugars, the known sugars, that our pancreas never gets a chance to rest. There's about 38,000 cases last year of pancreatic cancer. 34,000 of them died.
Oh, yeah. All right. So protect yourself. Save yourself from processed foods. That's what the Long Life Energy Enzymes do. And you can get them by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com. So there's two reasons for you to go there. ForbiddenDoctor.com, sign up for the podcast, and then click on products, click on Long Life Energy Enzymes, click on Doug, and you get 10% off.
Yes.
The website is ForbiddenDoctor.com, Long Life Energy Enzymes, things that are extraordinarily good for you if you're interested in your health and well-being. If you want to die, don't call. Don't order them. Just die. Okay. So, the research department here, I noticed that on this date in 2003, Bill and Melinda Gates gave $200 million in grants to fight HIV and AIDS. And I was reading that, and I thought to myself, all right, what's the real benefit? Look at all of the research that's been done. Look at the people who have won the Nobel Prizes this past week or so and the research that's being done. Where would we be? We really need the research. Is it important who pays for it?
Well, absolutely it's important. The previous editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, her name escapes me at the moment, but she was the editor of the NEJM for over 30 years. And she said here, I think it was either last winter or this spring, I simply do not trust medical research whatsoever anymore. It is bought and paid for.
Well, that unfortunately it is. I always ask that when some of the other doctors on here. Ken Kronhaus loves to talk about the results of research because it's in the medical news every week, as a matter of fact. But I find it questionable, depending on, again, as you suggest, who's paying for it. So there's a new device designed to keep blood vessels open. And according to the research, it performs as well as a conventional stent. This is a one-year study of a heart stent that dissolves after you've had it in your system. It's usually put into, it's not in the veins, it's in the
arteries of the heart.
Right.
Usually in the heart, or it might be the carotid.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of research also that shows that the inserting a stent is generally no better at preventing a heart attack or early death than taking medication alone.
Really?
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it's another money-making thing. There's something, a very important thing called collateralization. When an artery begins to be blocked, even a small amount, so that you don't even notice anything's happening,
mm-hmm.
your body will start building arteries around it to bypass that
grows new stuff. Right.
Yeah. So when the doctor says to you, oh my gosh, you got in here just in time, your coronary, your descending right coronary, widowmaker, whatever, is 90% blocked, how in the world did you live up to that point?
Well,
you lived up to that because your body has already been adapting to that problem.
Remember when you and I talked about me taking EECP?
Yes.
The bed that you get on and push the blood all around your heart and, well, the rest of your body.
Right.
And
right.
Supposedly this helps, and I think it did. The research that I had done, the pictures taken of my heart before and after, showed that where there was a little bit of a problem, a little part of my heart that Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the cardiologist, was concerned about, I had a couple of years of that EECP, and it seems to have provided new veins or new little microveins
That's
to get
right.
blood into this part of the same thing you're talking about.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, the body is miraculous in its ability to take place or take care of itself to, despite what we do to block it.
Smoking, drinking,
yeah, right.
eating the wrong foods, all that good stuff. Yeah.
It has it this internal amazing. It has this internal action to survive,
yeah.
even though we do our best to get in the way of that.
Yeah, amazing. All right, don't forget the Long Life Energy Enzymes and signing up for the Forbidden Doctor podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack Stockwell on Doug's Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
His face. Mm-hmm. This is the face of a woman on the edge, girl.
I know, my wife's got the same face.
You have to make a decision. Do you want to work here or do you want to live?
I quit.
That's Whoopi, right?
That's Whoopi.
Hard to miss that smoke-choked voice of hers. Whoopi Goldberg, whose real name is something like Samantha Jones. I know it's shocking for you to understand. Whoopi Goldberg's not a real name. I know. Sorry, Kenny. All this up. This is Aretha. That's her real name. Jumpin' Jack Flash with Keith Richards from that movie, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Real name.
What's that, Richie?
Aaron Elaine Johnson.
Okay, I knew it. Yeah, thank you. I couldn't remember her name. I knew it was something like that. Thank you for that. Number one movie this week in 1986 was this one, Jumpin' Jack Flash. What else you got?
Face.
Oh, that's the same one. Hold on.
Did you deliver a message to the British consulate? Do you think they're going to let me in the door, man? Where's the message? Dogs barking, can't fly without umbrella.
Okay.
What? You want a quarter? Kiss my ass. Find me in New York for this quarter.
Kiss my... Sweet Petunia. All right, so that's good. A little movie music. So we get started with movie moments. Chuck Curry has movie news. Maybe an update since yesterday was kind of a holiday. Maybe there's an update on some of the numbers. So you can give us the numbers as you read them for the successful box office totals for the weekend and other things that are going on of interest and importance from the world of DVDs, videos, movies. Chuckers, our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. He'll be back in a moment with all that information. It's a power-packed movie moments here on Good Day.
Tonight, Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris moves to a new time, 8, 7 Central, live on NBC.
Best Time Ever is so good, it's crazy good.
Well, speaking of good, next it's the Battle Rounds on The Voice.
With some truly amazing vocal talent.
Yes, followed by the big season premiere of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment. But no Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice, no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Chuck Curry on the Good Day program with an overview of what happened this past weekend, plus some intriguing movie news. What's cooking? You have the latest on Randy Quaid and his beard, right?
He looks good.
Yeah, he looks great.
Maybe he could play one of the aliens in Independence Day 2.
There we go.
His character was killed off in the original. He could find a way to put him. Hey, he'd be quite believable.
Yeah, the look he's got on now, you're right about that.
He's a pretty scary dude.
Oh, man, is he scary looking. All right, what else?
I was going to say, the Martian, number one at the box office for the second straight week. Yeah. It's on pace to do about $200 million in the United States. I just want to talk to you briefly. I got a chance to see The Intern over the weekend with Anne Hathaway and Robert De Niro. I know you liked it a lot. I thought it was somewhat sappy, but I did like it. But this is what I want to say. Have you ever seen Robert De Niro that likable playing a character on the show? I never did.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
Honestly, I enjoyed the heck out of watching him for 2 hours play that character.
Yeah.
He really was that likable.
Do you think that's the real him? What's the real Robert De Niro like?
Well, when he gets interviewed on a television show, he's an absolutely awful interview. Yeah. Awkward.
Well, he doesn't want to talk.
Uninteresting. Yeah. One word every 4 seconds. You know, he's not a good interview. So, you know, he's an interesting person, but he's a phenomenal actor.
I remember seeing him once with his wife coming out of a hotel where I was staying in Honolulu, and I was surprised how short he was and how he didn't want
people. That's the way it always is with those guys.
Yeah.
They're all like 5'0".
Yeah, and he didn't want people, you know, he had a big...
I think Stallone's like 5'8". They put him on stilts.
Yeah, right, yeah. No, Keith Sutherland's at 5'6" or something, yeah.
A couple bits of movie news. MGM's Roadhouse remake, that's the movie Patrick Swayze made in 1989, is moving forward. MMA fighter Ronda Rousey will star in the film. It's got a director, Nick Cassavetes.
Love her.
Who directed this popular movie, The Notebook, is attached now to direct.
That's right, they put Gina Carano in. She's more likable than what's her
Ronda Rousey.
Maybe... Who are they going to get to play the mentor role of?
Good question.
Still get Sam Shepard. He'd still be good.
Yeah.
Sam Shepard's in some art house flick that's out around now that looked like it would be pretty. I can't remember the name of the movie. So I'm going to ask you for research for tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see you in my dreams.
Thank you very much. All right, 59 after.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com.
Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.